Warning, you are about to listen to a life-changing session of the Think and Grow Rich Global Mastermind podcast. Any mind-blowing income, health, happiness, and otherwise earth-shattering testimonials of total transformation are not meant to serve as a guarantee of what will happen in your life as you continue to plug into this podcast. Rather, they're meant to give you an idea of what's possible. Bear in mind, results are not guaranteed, they are earned. Be forewarned, common side effects of listening to this podcast may include increased mental alertness, random and unexplained feelings of joy, a crystal clear sense of purpose in life, spontaneous outbursts of laughter, obscene amounts of new and exciting monetary deposits, and other ridiculously awesome symptoms of living a purpose-filled life. Please enjoy the show.
Entrepreneurs who have a dream and who are committed daily, my friends, to investing in yourself, to investing in your mind, to investing in your entrepreneurial spirit, right? And investing in that little piece of the success puzzle that we call mindset, right? Formula for Success, mentioned it the other day on the call, heard it for the very first time from one of our Think and Grow Rich practitioner family members, Todd Young, over in Baltimore, Maryland. He said the formula for success is mindset plus skill set times performance equals results. Mindset, right? That's kind of where it starts, the foundation, the belief that your goal is possible, the belief in yourself as an individual, as a human being that has the power to focus on a goal and has the ability to grow and take action and fall down and get up. And next time when you get up, you walk with a little bit more power, right? You walk with a little bit more skill, and then maybe you fall down again and then you get back up again, right? That's part of mindset. It's understanding that persistence is absolutely essential. Without persistence, nothing can be accomplished, right? That's part of mindset. Having the faith in your goal, having the faith in yourself, understanding the persistence, learning about definite major purpose like we're learning about over the last few days, like we're going to continue to learn about today. All of this is part of mindset, and it's an important piece of the success formula. It's not the only piece, right? Sometimes I hear people say, you know, what's more important, mindset or skill set? And, you know, they get in this argument back and forth, mindset, skill set, or action. Maybe action's more important. And then you hear people come out and say, well, you know, we can get around and sing Kumbaya and all this kind of stuff, but if we don't take action, it's not going to work. And you know what? All of that's true. The truth really is all of it's important, my friends. All of it's important, right? I remember reading somewhere, I don't remember where I read it, but the guy made a great point. He's like, I'd hate to have brain surgery by a doctor who believed he could do it, by a skillless doctor who believed he could do it, right? I hate to have an operation by a doctor who had the mindset, right? He believed he could do it. He had the positive mental attitude. He was going to persist, but he didn't have any skills, right? That kind of shines new light on the success formula, right? We understand that all of it's important. We got to have the mindset. We got to have the skill set. We got to take action. And you know what, my friends? We're working on a big part of that here on this call, and I want to thank you for recognizing that mindset is important. It's critical. It's crucial, right? And I want to recognize you for understanding that, for being here, and for making a decision today to improve your mindset so that you can get better, so that you can step even further on your road to destiny. And as you continue to step, as you continue to fulfill your destiny in life on an even deeper level, you can be an inspiration. You can be a light. You can be a light that shines into other people's lives and ignite and blows oxygen, blows air on that spark within their soul and helps them to understand and realize that they have a destiny, too, to fulfill on this planet Earth. And maybe that destiny is a little bit more than just having a job that they hate. Maybe that destiny is a little bit more than getting to a point where they say to themselves, oh, well, I guess this is all that life has to offer. I guess this is what I got to look forward to the rest of my life, right? Mediocrity, never having a goal, never striving for something better, never realizing that I can get better, and just going back and forth like a hamster on a wheel, spinning the wheel over and over and over and over again, getting up in the morning, going to a job, getting berated by a boss, coming home and watching a little TV, having a little bite to eat, and then going to bed only to get up the next day to do it again, right? Not us, my friends. Not you. You're here because you made a decision that that's not how you want your life to be. You're here because you made a decision that you want to get better, that you can get better, that you can have more money, that you can have more health, that you can have more abundance. And not only that, you can inspire other people to do the same. You can be a part of a movement in the world like we're on this call. You can, as Gandhi said, be the change you wish to see in the world. And as you become the change, you can inspire other people to change. And it's a beautiful thing, my friends. I believe it's something the world needs. I believe the world needs you. I believe the world needs you to succeed. I believe the world needs you to step into your greatness. I believe the world needs you to inspire them, my friends. And together, I believe together we can do it. And that pumps me up. And I want to know if it pumps you up. And if it does, why don't you go ahead and scream into the phone on this most amazing, wonderful Wednesday as I unmute the lines right now. Guys, hold on, guys.
Come on, guys, let's go.
I love it, my friends. I love that sound. I hear, I feel, and I see life coming through the lines when I hear each of you yell into the phone. I feel life. And isn't this what life's about? Isn't this what life's about? Growing, getting better, seeing something better, having a hope for a brighter day, learning how to take action in better ways so that we can get better, regardless of where we're at on the journey, regardless if we're just getting started out, regardless if we want our freedom, we're working on helping more people develop their next levels of freedom. It just seems like, I don't have all the answers, but doesn't it seem like a big part of life is growth and getting better? And that's, you know, when I look around in the world, that's one of the greatest tragedies that I see is so many people who have given up on that idea of growth. So many, and we don't want to dwell on the negative, and we're here to do something about it. But, you know, we're here to inspire people to grow, to get better. We believe that we can all get better every day. And to me, that seems like a big, big, big piece of life. So thank you, my friend, for being alive today. I love you for it. Guys, I want to share something with you real quick. Then we're going to bring out Karen Elizabeth to take us through our definite major purpose self-confidence formula. You know, this morning I was in a group. I've got some of our Thinking Courage practitioners in this. It's actually my team group, right, my personal team. And obviously I encourage my team to be part of the Thinking Courage movement because I know it changes lives, right? So I posted in my team group, I said, who has a destiny to fulfill this morning? Because I'm just curious, right? Who has a destiny to fulfill? Christopher Rochetti, Thinking Courage family member. By the way, Christopher Rochetti, sponsoring people, just had a $1,000 day the other day, no guarantees of income, right? See the average earnings disclaimer with your company. But Christopher Rochetti's doing great things, right? He's making progress. He's transforming. I love it. And he said, I do. I am creating a world of free thinkers and a chance for people to live a fruitful life on their terms. My destiny and dream have you in it. I love that, right? Anthony Lucidi, right? He says, I do. I have a destiny. My ever-evolving destiny is helping people break free by showing them the change is possible, that the secret to this is within each and every one of us. Love you. I love you too, Anthony. I love that dream. I'm so grateful you have a dream, right? Bree Rowley, nice ones.
That was too passionate.
Oh, we lost Paul. I'll be back soon.
Lost Paul.
I think he got booted. He'll be right back, guys.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. Hello,
everyone. This is Dustin. We're going to get this going in just a moment. Paul will jump back on. We're going to redial the lines. One moment.
Hey.
Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
We're here, Paul.
Hold on. Where did I drop off?
At the peak of excitement.
You were filled with the spirit.
At the peak of excitement. I love it. Well, for me, that's confusing because I think I was at the peak right when we started the call and all throughout the last 10 minutes. Anyway, I don't know if you guys heard. I was sharing some visions from some people that I work with, and I was sharing how this is so different from what I used to experience in the corporate world. You know, I shared Christopher Rossetti. He says, I'm creating a world of free thinkers and a chance for people to live a fruitful life on their terms. Creating a world of free thinkers. Can you imagine going to work and associating with people like Christopher Rossetti who have a dream to create a world of free thinkers, who have a dream of creating, helping people think outside the box. Going to work with people like Bree Rowley, who wants to help people overcome limiting beliefs and believe that they can do great things and not be bound down to traditional thinking that sometimes paints us all in a little box. And my point is this is so different from what I used to experience in the corporate world. I used to experience going to work and actually sitting in a cubicle. I used to experience being handcuffed to my phone because my phone is where I did the work, and my phone is where I punched in the time clock, where every time I wanted to go to the bathroom, I had to clock out, and I had to clock back in because people were watching. This is so different from going to my corporate job where people used to say, Paul, if you want to advance in the company, here's what you got to do. You got to buy some spandex shorts. You got to get a racing bike because you got to get a Lance Armstrong book. Why? Because that's what the VP of sales is into, and if you want to get better here, You gotta play the corporate game. You gotta play the politician game, right? So different, right? I remember going to work and seeing people all around me just trying to get a check, seeing people all around me doing things just because they were worried about what other people would think when other people were watching them, right? I used to go to work and I'd be surrounded by people who had almost given up on life, let alone had a dream. And now I get to come to work every day, my friends, with people like you, people like Christopher, people like Anthony, people like Bree, who have a dream to change the world, who have a dream of freedom for themselves and their family, who have a dream of teaching other people that freedom is possible. Can you see the difference? Can you see why I'm so pumped up every day? I love it. I mean, I can't even hardly believe that we get to do this on a daily basis, my friend. So I guess what I'm trying to say is you're in the right place. It is the right time. Your journey is just about to get better, and I love pointing some of that stuff out. So thanks for hearing me rant. Now, with that, guys, I want to bring out Karen Elizabeth. She's going to take us through one of our daily rituals as Think and Grow Rich practitioners. Hold on 1 second. Karen Elizabeth, *6, come on out. Are you there?
I absolutely am here, Paul. And I just want to know quickly, is the speakerphone okay for this? Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you okay. Yeah, usually a speakerphone is not preferable because
I'm just doing this
better. Yeah.
Is this better?
You actually sound okay, so it's okay if you want to do speakerphone.
Well, I'm fine here. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I was just like my body was tingling as you were speaking, and I loved what you said. Continue to grow, dream of freedom, and dream of teaching others what is possible. So I just bless you, and I bless everybody today, and let this be a blessing to you as we are all encouraged together. My major definite purpose, by the first day of, I will have in my possession monthly income, which will come to me in various forms, various amounts from time to time during the interim. In exchange for this money, I will give the most efficient service by which I am capable, rendering the fullest possible quantity and the best possible quality of service in the capacity of, I believe that I will have this money in my possession. My faith is so strong that I can now see it with my own eyes. I can touch it with my hands. It is awaiting transfer to me at the time and in the proportion that I deliver the service that I intend to render for it. I am awaiting the plan by which to accumulate this money, and I will follow that plan when it is received. Our self-confidence formula. First, I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action toward its attainment, and I here and now promise to render such action. Second, I realize that the dominating thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action and gradually transform themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I will concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes at least daily upon the task of thinking of the person I intend to become, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that person. I know through the principle of autosuggestion that any desire that I persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek expression through some practical means of attaining the object back of it. Therefore, I will devote 10 minutes at least daily to demanding of myself the development of self-confidence. Fourth, I have clearly written down a description of my definite chief aim in life, and I will never stop trying until I have and I shall have developed sufficient self-confidence for its attainment. Fifth, I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I will engage in no transaction which does not benefit all whom it affects. I will succeed by attracting to myself the forces that I wish to use and the cooperation of other people. I will induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I will eliminate hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, and cynicism by developing love for all humanity, because I know that a negative attitude towards others will never bring me success. I will cause others to believe in me because I will believe in them and in myself. I will sign my name to this formula, commit it to memory, and repeat it aloud once a day at least with full faith that it will gradually influence my thoughts and actions so that I will become a self-reliant and successful person. Back to you, Paul.
Karen Elizabeth, you are amazing. I believe in you. I'm grateful to you. And my friends, did Karen Elizabeth do a great job? I'm going to unmute the lines. Let's give her a round of applause. You guys are the most awesome group of people I've ever met in my entire life. I appreciate that, you guys. Hold on one second here. I'm gonna jump back over to my other phone because I know the sound is better through this phone. If I drop off, Dustin, maybe if you could message me on Facebook, I'll kind of watch that. So let's go ahead. We're gonna continue our study, guys. We're in the Law of Success, the ebook copy. You can grab that on our website, thinkandgrowrichaudios.com. We're on page 49 in the first chapter, which is the chapter on definite chief aim. And we're right here where he starts concentration of effort and the habit of working with a definite chief aim are two of the essential factors in success, which are always found together. One leads to the other. The best-known successful businessmen were all people of prompt decision who worked always with one main outstanding purpose as their definite chief aim. Some notable examples are as follows. Woolworth chose as his definite chief aim the belting of America with a chain of 5 and 10 cent stores, and concentrated his mind upon this one task until he made it and it made him. Wrigley concentrated his mind on the production and sale of a 5 cent package of chewing gum and turned this one idea into millions of dollars. Edison concentrated upon the work of harmonizing natural laws and made his efforts uncover more useful inventions than any other man who ever lived. Henry L. Doherty concentrated upon the building and operation of public utility plants and made himself a multimillionaire. Ingersoll concentrated on a dollar watch and girdled the earth with tickers and made this one idea yield him a fortune. Statler concentrated on a home-like hotel service and made himself wealthy as well as useful to millions of people who use his service. Edwin C. Barnes concentrated on the sale of Edison dictating machines and retired while still a young man with more money than he needs. Woodrow Wilson concentrated his mind on the White House for 25 years and became its chief tenant thanks to his knowledge of the value of sticking to a definite chief aim. Lincoln concentrated his mind on freeing the slaves and became our greatest American president while doing it. Martin W. Littleton heard a speech which filled him with the desire to become a great lawyer, concentrated his mind on that one aim, and is now said to be the most successful lawyer in America, whose fees for a single case seldom fall below $50,000. Rockefeller concentrated on oil and became the richest man of his generation. Ford concentrated on flavors and made himself the richest and most powerful man who ever lived. Carnegie concentrated on steel and made his efforts build a great fortune and plastered his name on public libraries throughout America. Gillette concentrated on a safety razor, gave the world a close shave, and made himself a multimillionaire. George Eastman concentrated on the Kodak and made the idea yield him a fortune while bringing much pleasure to the millions of people. Guys, I want to point something out here. The other day when we were reading, I read a little bit from Grow Rich with Peace of Mind where Napoleon Hill was talking about this guy who had gotten out of the army, and he was kind of broke and busted. He couldn't even buy clothes. He couldn't buy food. And within 4 short years, Napoleon Hill helped this guy earn over $4 million. And I remember something Napoleon Hill said to him, and I think this is so relatable and so applicable to what we're going through right now with all of these examples of people who have earned great riches. Napoleon Hill said to that young man, he said, the world is throbbing with riches. He's like, why do you just want a sandwich and a pair of new clothes in a world that is throbbing with riches? My friends, the world is throbbing with riches. Let's continue on here and we'll strengthen that belief in each other. Russell Conwell concentrated one simple idea, one simple lecture, Acres of Diamonds, and made the idea yield more than $6 million. By the way, Kevin Sousa just enrolled one of Russell Conwell's descendants into his business. Isn't that cool? Hearst concentrated on sensational newspapers and made the idea worth millions of dollars. Helen Keller concentrated on learning to speak, and despite the fact that she was deaf, dumb, and blind, realized her definite chief aim. John H. Patterson concentrated on a cash registers and made himself rich and others careful. The late Kaiser of Germany concentrated on war and got a big dose of it. Let us not forget the fact. Fleischmann concentrated on the humble little cake of yeast and made things hump themselves all over the world. Marshall Field concentrated on the world's greatest retail store, and lo, it rose before him a reality. Philip Armour concentrated on the butchering business and established a great industry as well as a big fortune. Millions of people are concentrating daily on poverty and failure, and getting both in overabundance. And there's a quote here on page 52. He says, anyone can start, but only the thoroughbred will finish. Anyone can start, but only the thoroughbred will finish. Are you a thoroughbred? I believe you are. Continuing on, Wright brothers concentrated on the airplane and mastered the air. Pullman concentrated on the sleeping car, and the idea made him rich and millions of people comfortable and traveled. The Anti-Saloon League concentrated on the Prohibition Amendment and, whether for better or worse, made it a reality. Thus, it will be seen that all who succeed work with some definite, outstanding aim as the object of their labors. There is some one thing that you can do better than anyone else in the world could do it. Search until you find out what this particular line of endeavor is. Make it the object of your definite chief aim, and then organize all of your forces and attack it with the belief that you are going to win. In your search for the work for which you are best fitted, it will be well if you bear in mind the fact that you will most likely attain the greatest success by finding out what work you like best. For it is a well-known fact that a man generally best succeeds in the particular line of endeavor into which he can throw his whole heart and soul. Let us go back, for the sake of clarity and emphasis, to the psychological principles upon which this lesson is founded, because it will mean a loss that you can ill afford if you fail to grasp the real reason for establishing a definite chief aim in your mind. These principles are as follows. First, every voluntary movement of the human body is caused, controlled, and directed by thought through the operation of the mind. Second, the presence of any thought or idea in your consciousness tends to produce an associated feeling and to urge you to transform that feeling into appropriate... Hold on. Okay, we were getting a little feedback there. Sorry about that. Second, the presence of any thought or idea in your consciousness tends to produce an associated feeling and to urge you to transform that feeling into appropriate muscular action that is in perfect harmony with the nature of the thought. For example, if you think of winking your eyelid and there are no counter influences or thoughts in your mind at the time to arrest action, the motor nerve will carry your thought from the seat of government in your brain and appropriate or corresponding muscular action takes place immediately. Stating this principle from another angle, you choose, for example, a definite purpose as your life work and make up your mind that you will carry out that purpose. From the very moment that you make this choice, this purpose becomes the dominating thought in your consciousness, and you are constantly on the alert for facts, information, and knowledge with which to achieve that purpose. From the time that you plant a definite purpose in your mind begins both consciously and unconsciously to gather and store away the material with which you are to accomplish that purpose. Desire is the factor which determines what your definite purpose in life shall be. No one can select your dominating desire for you. But once you select it yourself, it becomes your definite chief aim and occupies the spotlight of your mind until it is satisfied by transformation into reality, unless you permit it to be pushed aside by conflicting desires. To emphasize the principle that I'm here trying to make clear, I believe it not unreasonable to suggest that to be sure of successful achievement, one's definite chief aim in life should be backed up with a burning desire for its achievement. I have noticed that boys and girls who enter college and pay their way through by working seem to get more out of their schooling than do those whose expenses are paid for them. The secret of this may be found in the fact that those who are willing to work their way through are blessed with a burning desire for education, and such a desire, if the object of the desire is within reason, is practically sure of realization. I'm going to make one comment, my friends. That's a great place for us to stop, and then we'll jump into our mastermind discussion. But I'm going to make one comment. Doesn't this last paragraph shed some new light on, you know, sometimes, and I've been guilty of this in the past, you know, running around all the time, looking to find everything for free on the internet, right? Looking to find everything for free. Sometimes we have a tendency to do this, and sometimes we have a tendency to even find things for free that shouldn't be free. For example, somebody else's product, somebody else's book, somebody else's, you know, fruit of their mental labors that they're using to earn their living with, right? They're selling something, and somehow, some way, a free copy of it has been published on the internet. And sometimes we have a tendency to want to go grab that stuff for free. Well, this sheds a little bit different light. Things that are free, we don't value as much as things that we have to pay for. That's number one reason I think we should always pay for things, right? We should always pay for things. If there's something that is copyrighted, if there's something that is a product that someone has developed, I believe we should pay for it, number one, for our own good, because we'll value it more, we'll tend to value it more if we pay for it. Reason number two is because the last paragraph in our self-confidence formula says that we will engage in no transaction that does not benefit all whom it affects, right? If we steal a copyrighted work, Is that benefiting the person who created it, right? The books we go through on this call, just so everyone knows, they're not copyrighted, right? Think and Grow Rich, for some strange reason, the copyright was not renewed back in, you know, the 60s or whenever it was to be renewed. The Law of Success, the copyright has expired, and I actually contacted the Napoleon Hill Foundation to make sure we had permission to go ahead and use this. Another book we read, Science of Getting Rich by Wallace Wattles, no copyright on it, right? Just something to think about, my friend. There's something to paying for things. There's just something to it, and I love how Napoleon Hill illustrates that here in the last paragraph. And, you know, that's really not even the point of the discussion. Point of the discussion is definite chief aim. So, anyway, we'll go ahead and jump into the mastermind portion of the call. Excited to hear your thoughts. What has come up for you as we've delved even deeper into our understanding of how crucial it is to have a definite chief aim?
Siobhan from New York.
Hey, Siobhan, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, Think and Grow Rich family. I hope everyone is doing absolutely fabulous on this wonderful Wednesday out there in Taggerland. What came up for me, especially when the young lady before, Victoria's Vershawn, came out, the one that was speaking about her children not wanting to give them a sense of entitlement, wanting to teach them the value of things and how to earn their way, a popular proverb that my grandmother always used to say, it popped into my head. And I just wanted to share that with you guys real quick. And it goes like this. If you give a man a fish, you feed him for one day. If you teach a man how to fish, you feed him for a lifetime. So that's what, I don't know, that's what stuck out to me. You know, as parents, as entrepreneurs, it is our job to enable our children and our team members it's our job to enable them with the tools that they need to make good choices and good decisions on their own. I think something, I don't know, there's definitely a sense of entitlement in this world going on right now, and I think that if something is missing in people, you know, everyone wants to be handed something. They're looking for the easy way always. Like you said, you know, with the free copyrights, instead of just paying for something, oh, I want to get it free. Everybody's in that, if it's free, it's for me kind of a mentality, and we've got to get away from that. We've got to place value on ourselves, and then that way we could go forward and place value, the correct value, I believe, on other things in life. Sorry if I rambled. I just wanted to bring out those points. I love being here. I'm here with you guys every day. Keep doing what you do, Paul. Back to you.
Not you didn't ramble at all. Pure brilliance. Thank you so much. Powerful. Star 6, who's next?
Hey, Paul, it's Tony from Pennsylvania.
Tony, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for mentioning me earlier, buddy. Appreciate that. Obviously,
sure,
I like
you inspire me, man.
What came out to me is from the beginning of the of what you said as far as the mindset and skill set and what's more important. I don't think that one's more important than the other. As part of our daily commitments or our daily plan for the day, mindset, I think, puts your head in the game. creates that fire that you need to get the job done, to get whatever you have on your list for that day, that you're setting your mind up to accomplish those goals for the day. And I don't think you can have one without the other. And then your skill set, whether you're just learning how to do something or you know how to do something, it applies the same. It doesn't mean that, I don't think it means that you have these certain skill sets already in place. Man, you got to learn them first. So I think that applies. So, and then eventually, obviously, I think after that is taking action. And then so, you know, I think it's a combination is the most important thing. The combination of all those things together is the most important thing. And that's my two cents, pal. Thanks.
Two cents worth a million. Tony, appreciate that. Hey, guys, I want to close out with a final thought here on the definite major purpose. It seems like, my friends, it seems like when we're able to concentrate our thoughts and focus over a given period of time, we somehow discover exactly what we need to enable us to achieve that goal, right? It starts with focusing on what we want, and then it goes on to continuing to focus on what we want. And I don't know if the plans, I don't know if they come from our unconscious mind. I don't know if they come from, you know, just the things in our environment. I don't know if there's a universal mind like Maxwell Maltz talks about, and Napoleon Hill calls infinite intelligence. I don't know if all of the above are true. Maybe all of them are, but it does seem to me that when we focus on a given desire, we focus on a purpose, and we give it time. Why do we give it time? Here's what Napoleon Hill said in the book we just read today. Anyone can start, but only the thoroughbred will finish. It seems like there's this persistence test, right? Sometimes the plans don't come immediately. For me, they didn't come immediately. It took me, for some strange reason, a few years. Maybe that was due to the fact that I wasn't focusing on a definite major purpose. I was scattered. I didn't know exactly what it was that I wanted. But I'm telling you this, almost the very second back in 2010, when I started to focus on one purpose, when I started to remind myself every day, when I became religious about stating my definite major purpose, within a very short amount of time, and I'm talking about months, I started to produce results. And I believe it was because I was focused with persistence. So I want to challenge you, my friends, continue to focus. Go to bed at night, ask yourself, how am I going to achieve my major definite purpose? And then go to sleep and trust that your subconscious mind will go out there and search. It'll search all your memories. It'll search all your experiences. And maybe even will reach out and contact infinite intelligence and the infinite storehouse of wisdom and have faith that when you wake up in the morning, you'll have ideas on how to achieve that. And if you don't, wake up in the morning and do the same thing again. Focus on your definite major purpose and trust that with persistence, you will find the plans. You will find the strategies. I believe it, my friends. I've seen it happen in my life. I believe it's going to happen for me on my next major purpose, and I believe it'll happen for you. So, guys, I love you. Get out there. Make it a great day. Hey, if you've gotten value from today's call, I'm going to unmute the lines. Let's close this thing out with some energy. One second.
No.
I love you guys. Make it a fantastic day. Bye for now.